minutes to six. Kia mau tonu mai. Stay with us. You're listening to Checkpoint on RNZ National. Very special and something I'll never forget. New Zealand golfer Ryan Fox is reflecting on the biggest win of his career and one that's seen him scale the rankings to 25th in the world. Fox won the Alfred Dunhill Links Championship yesterday at the home of golf, the old course at St Andrews. The Kiwi number one didn't have the best preparation for the tournament when his clubs went missing after a flight to Paris, but they returned just in time for his big win. Fox played alongside the late Shane Warne at the same tournament several times and told our reporter Nick Troubridge the former Australian cricketer was on his mind as he walked down the famous 18th fairway.
I mean, obviously the win was fantastic. There was a bit of relief there. It was a bit of a nervy last few holes coming down the stretch. But, you know, the biggest thing I felt was, you know, probably a sense of loss and probably feeling a little bit proud that, you know, I could honour Warnie in that way. You know, I played that tournament with him, I think the last 4 years it's been held. And, you know, I played a fair bit of golf with him outside of that. And, yeah, he absolutely loved that event. I loved playing with him in that event. And, yeah, there was certainly some sadness there. Yeah, but it also felt like he was sort of, he was there the whole week for me. You know, had a couple of things go my way on Sunday than previous weeks may not have. And, you know, whether that's just luck or whether, you know, Warnie was helping me from above or something like that, I don't know. But, yeah, definitely felt like he was kind of there with me on Sunday.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, arguably all done at the most famous course in the world. When you're walking down the 18th, and you kind of touched on this a little bit, but what goes through your mind, I suppose, from a trying to stay focused point of view, but also from the sentimental point of view that you sort of touched on?
Yeah, I mean, it's the home of golf, right? I mean, you know, for a golfer, there's no better place to be. There's so much history there, and, you know, to be a small part of it, you're definitely thinking of that coming down the last few holes. You know, there's so many iconic things. Yeah, it's hard not to think about those things and stay focused on what you need to do. And I guess the other thing too is 18's renowned as being quite an easy hole being downwind, but there's also some white pegs there, and it's, yeah, you're trying, just with a one shot lead, trying not to make a stupid mistake, as bad as that sounds. So that's what I was pretty much trying to do coming down the last. And, you know, I always knew par was probably going to be good enough to win it, and sometimes that's harder to do, just to make a par to win a tournament, than it is when you're chasing and you need to make a birdie.
And must have been nice having the family there.
Yeah, it was fantastic. You know, the first time my wife sent me one on the DP World Tour, so I've won a couple of times previously where she hasn't travelled, and you know, she was out there, and then to have mum and dad here as well was very special. They've had just dropped them off from a 4 week trip over here, and they had a 2 tournament withdrawal with injury and missed cut in France, including losing a golf bag. And you know, to get a win last week with them watching, especially being in the home of golf, was exceptionally special.
Yeah, and you mentioned the lost golf bag. That's my next question. Whose clubs did you play with, or did you get yours in the end? Where did the Air France saga end up in the end?
It was pretty messy. I mean, we're very lucky. You know, we've got tour trucks there every week for us. So it was easy enough to get a set of clubs built up. And I actually used a brand new set of irons from Schrickson that came out last week. So first week in the bag, which, you know, that obviously they work pretty well. But yeah, it's hard to get the exact stuff in terms of driver and everything. It's, you know, when you find something you like, but even with all the technology we have, it's hard to replicate something perfectly. So eventually my golf bag turned up in Edinburgh on Thursday afternoon, and the tournament was good enough to get one of the courtesy car drivers to find it in Edinburgh Airport and bring it up on Thursday night. So I had the majority of my gear Thursday. I still used my new set of irons, but I went back to a few driving three-wood old club with my normal clubs. And probably the biggest thing for me was I wear orthotics. I've got flat feet and bowed legs. Unfortunately, genetics didn't help me in that regard. And so I've got the orthotics were missing, and I really struggled with that in France, and sort of didn't feel great the first round at St Andrews when I had really sore feet. So to get the orthotics back was a big thing as well.
And that was Ryan Fox talking to Nick Trowbridge. Let's get to some of your feedback now. You're getting in touch about the situation with the Air New Zealand flight from Samoa. It arrived